Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in the Kursk salient, where Russia is claiming victory. Vladimir Putin visited Kursk, near to the battle zone, first time he's done that since the incursion. Made a bold speech, said all of Russia will be whole again. Look to the victory over Ukraine. At the same time, there's talk that there's a negotiation pending between the U.S. and Russia to settle it and get back to European affairs, Russian affairs, American affairs. There's talk. The European Union, on the other hand, is talking in another direction, what to do after the U.S. leaves it to us. Germany is said to be eligible to be the leader in this new architecture, whatever it is. Anatole Levin and I discuss it. Poland wants a nuclear weapon. Why not? Belarus has a nuclear weapon, says Poland. And then a conversation with Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution about the sanctions regime against Russia. There is apparently a lifting in January and February of the severe sanctions on the shadow fleet that was carrying the oil from Russia to India and China, the two customers. Now those sanctions are lighter, or there's more shadow fleet activity, or the Europeans are not interrupting it. Unknown, but Michael observes the oil imports in India and Africa have gone back up again starting March 1st. And then I talked to Chris Regal of Scholar.com about creative destruction. Intel, once the king of the hill in the late 20th century, everybody had to have an Intel chip. Intel Inside was the ad. It was convincing. The MacBook had to incorporate some aspect of the Intel chip in order to convince people to come over to Apple. That was what convinced me, because all I had was experience on Intel in PCs. Now, of course, I'm very glad I converted, because Intel is a sad remnant of what it was. Talking to Chris Regal, he said it got bloated, it got lazy, it got overconfident, didn't keep up, didn't do research. And now, king of the hill, be warned, NVIDIA. Be warned, Microsoft. Be warned, Facebook. There will be a day in which your old news and creative destruction will visit your front door. Intel to be broken up into pieces by a consortium of the high-end stuff. TSMC, AMD, NVIDIA, who knows what it'll look like. All to be arranged. They're cutting up the corpse of Dracula here. On to discussing Israel and what is to be done. The hostage negotiation continues, has as long as the war has reigned. No resolution. The observation is that Hamas cannot give up living or dead hostages because that's the only thing it has between it and oblivion. Perhaps. Mohsen Sezegara joins first to talk about Iran and the conditions there, and then to talk about Syria and what Iran hopes to recreate in Syria now that the Assad regime has fled. Very little, according to Mohsen, but they're working on it. And then a conversation with Anna Borshevskaya about Vladimir Putin and his ambitions. Truly impressive. Putin not only sees himself as an equal to the United States, why not, but also he looks to have a hand in every part of the negotiations in Tehran, in Ukraine, in Israel, in Gaza, all the frontiers of Eurasia, the world island dominated by Moscow. Why not? But that's Putin, and it's much more than Ukraine. Hotel Mars. David Livingston and I speak to Eric Berger, the excellent senior space correspondent at Ars Technica, who's written not one but two books on the rise of SpaceX, liftoff and reusability. Reentry is the second book. The rise of SpaceX to where it is, testing number 8, Starship, and another failure. Why? Eric indicates that there are anecdotes that he's heard, been told, that there was a rush to get 8 right after the failure of 7. It's a new build. It's a new ship. It's not the one that was earlier used on top of Super Heavy. Meantime, Super Heavy was captured again by the chopstick. That's the most amazing thing, to see a booster that big come down and settle into an embrace in the Texas morning. Amazing. But they got to get Starship right, because a lot of missions depend upon it, including the moon landing and the Mars probes. And then a conversation with Conrad Black about Canada's new prime minister, Mark Carney, a central banker, who is expected to call an election within days, sometime in April. A match between a man who believes in green and a man who believes in Alberta. It's a fair match. There's a sharp contrast between them, a central banker and a man from the wild west of Canada, Pierre Poilievre. I'm told by Conrad Black that Pierre Poilievre speaks excellent French and Mr. Carney does not. Will that be a determinative? I don't know. But Mr. Trudeau spoke excellent French, and that helped him in the 9 years in authority. We'll see. Campaign ahead. This Mark Carney is a rookie on the campaign trail. Good luck to him. Then a conversation about the Gaza war with Peter Berkowitz. And this is sad, the hard lessons learned by Israel through the war, including thinking that the horror of the attack would convince all the other nations that Israel was in the right. It did not. The partisanship came in immediately, and the choosing up of sides didn't matter what the facts were. And then a lengthy conversation with Evan Ellis about Latin America. He's just back from Mexico City, so we devoted one to the economy in Mexico City and Mexico, and two to the security along the American border and the southern border of Mexico. Very helpful to understand Mexico's challenges. It needs to find money to maintain its generosity towards the poor, but at the same time it needs to grow, needs to build, and needs to deal with the cartels along the border. There are doubts whether it can do any of that all at once. And then we turn to a conversation about Venezuela, recalcitrant, non-transparent, dictatorial, brittle, and a conversation about Ecuador and the new head of the OAS, the Organization of American States, a man named Rodin, from a diplomat from Suriname. That's the old Dutch Guiana, on the northern coast in the Caribbean basin. And Evan Ellis tells me that the Caribbean states are particularly pleased with a man they know very well who once served on their Caribbean community early in his diplomatic career, Alberto Rodin. Much to watch, much to do, especially keen on the dispute between Guyana and Venezuela. Right next door to Suriname is home base. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it, especially the part about SpaceX rushing number 8 and what happens next. Thanking David Livingston for that segment. Thanking Eric Berger for his careful recitation of the rise and success of SpaceX. Wonderful. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.